everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Health Cafe. I'm your host, Vanessa Tiu, and we have not had a solo episode in a while, so I'm excited to sit down, just get real, and chat with you guys today. But of course, we are going to go through our segments. So first up, what is fueling me today? I recently got back from Germany, and honestly, I'm just very grateful to be home and have some time to slow down. I feel that ever since I finished school the end of April, that my life has been pretty go, go, go. There's just been a lot going on between graduating and trips and getting engaged, and life has just been super busy. So I'm feeling very grateful for some time in August to slow down and get life back to, I feel like, a little bit of a normal pace. I think sometimes when life gets super busy and fast, it's amazing, but I'm definitely someone who likes to slow down a little bit. So I'm feeling very grateful to have some time to do that. Next up, what I'm sipping on. So as I said, I recently got back from Germany and that trip was amazing. I was there to support my dad who was doing the World Triathlon Championships. I am forever amazed by this 57-year-old man who continues to, yes, wreck his body because he quite literally did the triathlon with a stress fracture. Like, this man is insane, but forever proud of him for continuing to pursue his dreams and his passions. And he just loves all things athletic. And I feel like that's really where I get my love for fitness and sports from. But yeah, we were in Germany to support him, and then we stayed for 4 days after the triathlon events were over just to explore Hamburg a little bit more, and it was such a beautiful city. The food was so good. I'm feeling very grateful to have gotten to travel so much this year. I feel like this summer and this year in general, I think I've traveled more than I have anywhere in most of my life. I think it's just still this like post-COVID travel bug that I have been wanting to get out and explore, and also just the way that things have fallen. So that trip was amazing. I also have just been spending a lot of time kind of planning the next few months out. Obviously, since I got engaged, things have been a little bit busy with that, just trying to start planning some things and nail things down. We are thinking of having a little bit of a longer engagement, so I'm not too stressed about that. But also just like planning my day-to-day life and some projects and stuff coming up in general. I feel like that now that I'm working for myself full-time, I have some projects I've been wanting to work on, and overall just structuring my days a bit more. I think that being self-employed is not for someone who is not structured and cannot create their own structure in their life, and I definitely cannot do this job without having some sort of structure. So I've just been really trying to find a routine and day-to-day balance structure that works for me between creating, between doing the behind-the-scenes admin, and then also working on my other businesses, really just trying to find a good flow. But I also have definitely been trying to see friends a lot more just between since graduating and getting back from trips. Life has been busy, but definitely since finishing school, I've tried to make more of an importance on visiting family and seeing friends. I think that during school, it was really easy for me to be super closed off. So now that I'm done, even just like going on work dates with friends who are also self-employed and just making time for people in that way, I think is something that is really important to me and something that I personally know that I need to work on. So I really have been trying to do that a lot recently too. But moving on to my recent go-tos, because I have a few for you guys. I have been loving the Charlotte Tilbury Magic Light Duo, and I am a sucker for all Charlotte Tilbury products as it is. Like, 90% of my makeup routine is Charlotte Tilbury right now, and I am just obsessed. I love them. But I have been loving the Magic Light Duo, the blush and highlighter. Specifically the blush in Pinkgasm. Oh my goodness, it is so pretty. I feel like it's a little bit darker and more rougey than my other blush that I'd been using was pretty like pastel-y pink, but this is like a deep pink and it is really pretty, and I think it's a little bit different for me, but definitely I've been playing with more blush in the last little bit and I have been loving this one. Plus the liquid highlighter is a new thing for me, but it's also a game changer. I think that in the summer, just liquid products are much easier to put on, and I also just love the feeling of liquid products in the summer. I don't know why, but I think that they just work better. I also have been loving collagen smoothies. Now, don't get me wrong, I love a good smoothie any time of year, but in the summer, smoothies just hit a little bit different. And collagen smoothies, they are always the play. They add a little bit of extra protein and also a little extra creaminess to a smoothie because your girl loves a thick smoothie. We do not like thin, runny smoothies over here. I want a thick, like, protein shake smoothie, you know? And then my last recent go-to has been the Youth to the People Energy Eye Concentrate. I have been on the hunt for a new eye cream, so I've definitely been playing around and trying a few here and there. But I think just as a child that grew up not wearing moisturizer or sunscreen or sunglasses, I definitely have gotten a lot of fine lines around my eyes at a really young age. So we are trying to correct that a little bit by just wearing more SPF, wearing sunglasses, and finding a good eye cream. And I have been loving the Youth to the People one. I definitely have been seeing a difference in just brightness under my eyes and reduced fine lines to a little degree because I haven't been using it for that long, but definitely am on the hunt. But moving on to spilling today's tea, I'm actually so proud of myself, and I did not give away what the episode was about in the first few seconds of my intro to this episode. But we are getting real and raw today, and we are talking all about transition periods. Whether you're starting a new job, you just finished school, you're maybe starting a new school or a new program, we are chatting all about transition periods, and I've been wanting to sit down and film this episode for a while, but I just haven't had time, and I think now is the time, and it's also really imperative because if you are up to date with my Instagram, you'll know that I recently said this on an Instagram story, but I've just felt off in the last few months. Like, definitely not burnt out like I was in previous months, but I still don't feel like myself. I just have this weird sense of self in the sense that, like, I still am doing things that I love, like reading, going to the gym. I'm very into health and wellness, as I always have been, but something just doesn't quite feel like me. And I have been sharing just my thoughts recently on this and more of my thoughts that have come to me on my Instagram stories. And a lot of this has seemed to really resonate with a lot of you, which is also why I wanted to do a full episode chatting about this and just opening up and getting real and raw with you guys, because that is also what this podcast is all about. Besides having my lovely, amazing guests on here, it really is meant to be a space that I can just have open conversations with you guys about all sorts of topics in health and wellness. And I think transition periods can really play in a lot to your mental health. And your mental health is definitely something that I think can be stigmatized a little bit and definitely still needs to be talked about way more in social media and just in general, just being able to have open conversations about mental health. So maybe you're starting a new job or moving cities or even going back to school after a period of time off, whatever it is. Or maybe you're not even going really through a transition period, but you just don't quite feel like yourself and you want to find yourself a little bit more, or just feel that someone else out there feels how you feel, this episode is definitely for you. I think it can be really hard to go through a transition period because you may start to feel lost again. You don't really know yourself or who you are or what you're supposed to be doing. And I think a main reason for this is just a lot of changes. And change can really bring up these feelings of being lost or just this lost sense of self. And again, maybe you're not even going through a transition period, but somewhere along the way, you've start to feel like you've lost your sense of self, like you're doing things that you thought you used to love, but you're kind of unsure about them now. That basically sums up how I've been feeling. I think I just haven't had time to sit down with myself and really think through these emotions because life has been so busy between my last few months of school and exams to graduating to having a week off and basically jumping right into work still full time and then going on a 3-week trip to getting engaged to graduating, coming back working and being super busy with work to going on another trip to now finally being able to slow down a little bit and take some time while I'm still working, of course, but take some time to kind of slow down and sit with these thoughts that I feel like I have just been passing away and like not paying attention to, which I think is a big thing when it comes to starting to feel off or just not feel yourself, is just passing away thoughts and not paying attention to thoughts that definitely should be grabbing your attention a little bit more. I think there are definitely signs and triggers if you are not feeling yourself that are telling you like, hey, we need to slow down and we need to really think about ourselves for a second instead of just going through the motions of each day kind of thoughtless. It's definitely really easy to get caught up in a cycle of life where every day kind of looks the same, or maybe every day doesn't even look exactly the same, but it's definitely easy to get caught up in life and kind of pass by thoughts that you should be paying a little bit more attention to rather than just shrugging them off and going, okay, I'll think about that another day. Now is not the time. Because the truth is, there's always going to be something busy going on in your life, but when there are thoughts that are just grabbing at your attention, there's definitely a big reason for that. And I think our energy can get really drained really easily when we're not paying attention to these thoughts and feelings that are really grabbing for our attention, because subconsciously you're definitely still thinking about them and pushing them off, and they'll just like kind of get buried. Like you are sweeping kind of dust under the rug and you'll have to deal with it eventually. And at some point it'll just build and pile up, and then you'll come to a breaking point of, okay, what am I doing? Where am I? And why do I feel so lost? I definitely think that this is the point that I'm at because I have not been putting things off intentionally, but life has just been so go, go, go and busy that I really haven't had the time to sit down with myself. And I definitely am making it seem busier than life has been, because I'm sure there have been days that were slower or times where I could have sat down with myself and thought through things a little bit more. And I definitely was being that person that just sweeps things under the rug and let it build up, which was definitely not good. But that is the point that we are at right now. I think that I really thought that I was alone for a little bit, but the more I've talked to people who have also graduated recently and just have finished school or are moving through a transition period, the more I've realized that we are all feeling the same weird kind of off feeling. And yes, to varying different degrees, I definitely know some people that are feeling it more than me or feeling it less than me. But to me, it seems that anyone who has graduated in my close proximity recently has been going through the same weird transition period, and not quite post-grad depression, but post-grad depression is a really big thing. It is a really real thing. And I really think it's something that isn't talked about enough, whether it's diagnosed, undiagnosed, or just overwhelming feelings of sadness or a state of who am I and what am I doing. I think really comes from this place where so many of us tie our identities to school, whether we are trying to or not. I think that the school system really pushes on us that you are a student and that is kind of your job. It's your entity. It is who you are. And I think that once we're no longer students, there's this huge, who am I? What am I doing? Which is why I think so many people either continue education or just feel so lost after they're done education, but they just don't really know what to do or who they are without the sense of education and being a student anymore. And I think it's the weirdest thing, because I am someone who thought I didn't really tie my identity and worth to being a student. I definitely over the last 2 years had worked towards being and putting myself as someone who is so much more than just a student, whether it's I am a friend, I'm a sister, I am someone who loves the gym, I'm someone who loves to cook, and all these other things. I definitely think it's a weird thing too, the fact that I thought I knew what I was doing when I finished school. I had a plan and I thought I was a person outside of my education, and I know I am a person outside of my education, but all of a sudden my education and like school is gone, and it's as if I don't feel that way anymore. I don't feel like I have a plan. I don't feel like I know who I am, and I'm just kind of in this weird stage of limbo. Like, I was in such a rush to finish and get school over with that it's put me in this odd sort of place where I honestly don't quite know what to do next, even though I absolutely thought I knew what I was doing, and I do know what I'm doing. Like, I have a full-time job and I'm working, and I think it's just weird to think that, is this life now? Is this what life is going to be? And I know life comes in so many different phases and stages, but I think it's weird to think that the last, I want to say, at least 10 years of my life have been leading up to this moment of, okay, this is life now. Like, I'm an adult. This is full time. But before that, all this last 10 years has been working and learning and moving towards being in this phase and this stage that I am in right now. And I think that now that I'm here, it's just such a weird feeling of like, oh, I'm here. Okay, what's next? Because I think that even as people, whether you're in school or you're in a job, we're always trying to move and work towards the next thing. Okay, what's the next career goal? What's the next goal in general? And we never really stop or slow down and just live and can just be at peace. There's always this next thing that I think we're all trying to work towards. So that's something that I'm definitely trying to focus on and work on right now, is just accepting that not having a goal and not trying to move forwards at a crazy fast pace in life is okay, of just being where I am and living and enjoying the day to day and enjoying every moment, whether it's going out to a coffee shop and working or going to dinner with some friends and just kind of trying to enjoy this state of being, even if I still don't really feel like I know who I am or know where I'm going and I don't have a path, that is okay. And kind of learning to sit with that and accept that before trying to move forward and move on to the next thing, because I do think it is really important to learn how to just be okay with this weird sort of feeling now that school isn't a thing and school is done, of just how to sit and be okay with life just being. And I think also accepting that the job that you do right after university, or the job that you are in, period, does not have to be your permanent for life thing. That you can change jobs and careers and aspirations and goals as many times as you want throughout your life, and that's okay. I think that the older generation definitely has this idea that you should have one career and that is what you're in. But I think that our younger generation is definitely learning and slowly growing to understand that you don't have to have one career path or one job. And there is no straight path or exact way to get to wherever you want to be. And wherever you want to be can consistently change, and that is okay, because we are always growing and changing as people. And so our careers and jobs should grow and change, as we grow older, as our interests change, as our life goals and life paths change. And that our careers and our job shouldn't necessarily be this sole focus, or that school shouldn't necessarily be this sole focus and our lives revolve around it, but rather that school or that job is just a part of our life, and our life is something that is so much bigger and better than just that one little aspect of it. I think that the older generation definitely revolved their life around work rather than the other way around. I think so many of us have so many other aspirations and interests outside of whatever it is that our job is, that sometimes those get pushed to the side and they get lost. But rather than pushing those to the side and getting lost, making them somehow be a part of our job. And I feel like that might just be a better way to kind of feel like ourselves a bit more in a way. But when it comes to actually dealing with this feeling of loss of sense of self, I think the first step is really slowing down, sitting down with yourself, like grabbing an actual piece of paper, get a pen, and sort through your thoughts. We talked about this a little bit at the beginning of the episode, how I think it's really easy to push these thoughts aside and not pay attention to them. But when you put pen to paper, you are forced to actually get them out and think through them. Rather than just even sitting with yourself and like thinking through the thoughts, putting pen to paper really helps you actually formulate the ideas and formulate the thoughts of how you've been doing and visualize them a little bit more. And sometimes it is also a lot easier to let thoughts flow further when you are writing them down, because writing something down will make you think of something else. And I think that thoughts can kind of just jump from one to another a lot easier when you're actually having a physical pen and paper. There's something about it that personally I just love, and I also think is a lot easier to think things through. And maybe that's just because I am a pretty visual person and I like being able to like draw arrows and connect things, or like make jot notes of a subsection off of other sections. And maybe that is just my organized chaos of a brain, but I definitely love writing things down and would recommend, if you are just like going through this period of trying to think thoughts through, write them down, because it definitely helps you organize thinking your thoughts through. After that's done, after you've kind of let your thoughts free flow, put that paper to the side, get another one out, and now write down who you think you are and what you think aligns with you. Because sometimes who we think we are and what we think aligns with us is different than what we want to be, who we want to be, and what we want to like. So first, I definitely would suggest, and this is something I've done myself, is just go through, okay, who am I? What are my thoughts? Like, what are my likes? What do I do? And then underneath that, like, subsection it off and write down who you want to be, what you want to like, and what you want to get into. Maybe you want to try a new sport or try a new interest. Definitely write that down in this little section as well. And then from here, this is something that I'm personally doing as well, is start trying them out. Start going through the things that you do in your day-to-day life, if there are things that you do think align with you, and start adding in some of the new things that you think are who you want to be. And does it actually feel aligned with who you are? I definitely think that we know ourselves the best, and doing something that's out of our comfort zone maybe it doesn't feel like it aligns right away, but the more you do it, the more it's like, yes, this feels like me. I love this so much. Sometimes I think we do need to just change things and spice things up a little bit and get out of our comfort zones to realize that whatever that was really wasn't us, and we are who we are, and we were just kind of feeling a little off and a little weird. Whether it's a personal style, maybe wear something that completely is the opposite of how you normally dress, and maybe it'll feel totally right and it'll feel like you, and maybe it will feel absolutely out of your comfort zone and you'll hate it and you'll go back to realizing, yeah, how I dress is how I like to dress, and I love that. And I think it is some small things like that that really, at least for me, I think are gonna help me kind of get out of this weird sense of limbo and not really knowing who I am, is just beginning to try things out slowly and kind of redefining and redetermining who I am. Because when you're feeling this lost sense of self, I think it is just because you're going through the motions of day-to-day life. So if you're choosing to put on an outfit, if you're choosing to go do a workout, if you're choosing to continue to do the job that you are doing, I think that's different than just like aimlessly, motionlessly moving through our day-to-day lives. Even if it is the same thing, I think it's the act of actively choosing to do those same things because you enjoy them, because that's who you are, rather than just kind of flowing and free-flowing through life and being like, yeah, I just do this. I don't really know if I actually like it, but rather doing it because you are choosing to do it and because you do actually like it will, I think, help to further solidify your sense of self and your sense of who you are. And sometimes it does too help to just change up your space a little bit. I think that your space is really a reflection of your mental space and how you're doing. So whether you have your own apartment, your own house, maybe it's just a room in an apartment or house, but clean it up. Sometimes we need to like do a mental, physical declutter as well. I recently went through just some drawers and got rid of a bunch of stuff that I did not need, but for some reason, these drawers were just so cluttered with like random stuff, and I felt so much more mental clarity after going through reorganizing and getting rid of a bunch of stuff. That's not to say to not to have sentimental attachment and like keep things because they're precious. I actually went through and started a little memory box. So I have a little box, and if there was anything in those drawers that I'm like, this is important because it's a memory or I just want to keep this, I put it aside in that box to put away, but went through everything else and I was like, this can go, this can be donated, this can straight up just go in the garbage. And I felt so much more clear after doing this. So I definitely have some more spaces that I need to do this with, or also even just changing up your space, maybe painting your walls, buying a new comforter, like changing the color of your sheets or buying some new decor. I think that changing up our space sometimes can really help because we are definitely a product of our environment. And if you're seeing the same thing every single day and you've been seeing the same thing every single day for a countless number of years, it definitely can affect you mentally. I think that internally we do crave change, and sometimes this feeling, this numb feeling of not knowing who we are, can just be spiced up and be helped a little bit by a sense of change in your environment, because then you feel like you've changed a little bit too. I also think that being a little bit more selfless can really help our sense of self, whether it's volunteering or just doing something that is genuinely good for the soul and puts our thoughts onto other people. How are other people doing, rather than constantly and continuously reflecting on ourselves and thinking about how we're doing and how we're feeling, but rather about selflessly helping other people as well. Even if it's just having like a conversation with a friend, maybe a friend is going through something and they need some support or they need help with something, or maybe you're going to go volunteer at like a soup kitchen or you're going to donate a bunch of clothes. I really think that also being selfless, it's not thinking less about yourself, but thinking about yourself less, can really help how you're feeling mentally and doing internally as well, because it is so good for your soul and so good just as a person to be that person that cares less about yourself and more about others as well. Of course, ourselves are important, and how we're doing mentally and how we're feeling physically are so important as well, but sometimes really being that selfless person can help how you are doing as well. But I am going to wrap up today's episode just by saying that I love you guys so much, and you are all so beautiful and amazing and wonderful and worth it. And if you are feeling lost in any sort of way, know that that is totally okay. We all go through it, and we've all been there at one stage in our life, and I think we will definitely go through it more than once in our life. And that it is okay to feel lost. It's okay to not know what you're doing, and it's okay to not have a plan. You don't have to rush through life, and you don't always have to know where you're going. It's okay to just live and be and breathe. But thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed, and just know that if you are also going through a similar, not quite feeling like yourself, weird transition period, know that I am sending you so much love. So much love. I know exactly what you're going through, and I'm right here with you. If you ever need to chat, my DMs are always open. I love chatting with you guys, especially when it's something that if you feel like you're alone and you just need someone to talk to, I'm always here. I love chatting with you guys. But I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week. As always, if you have any guest requests or any topic requests, feel free to send us a DM at The Health Cafe, or put it into our ask and questions box on the website. But also don't forget to leave a rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps out the podcast. And I hope you all have a beautiful week, and you will hear me on the next episode. Bye.